All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're back with, what is it? Fun Bag Fantasy. The first one, of course, and we're just about to finish Boobs of Bone, which is great, because I will be honest with you, I don't like Boobs of Bone that much. It's a good story. It starts Lewd out on a good note. And of course it's integral because he meets Shamsiel, and that's what really sets him off on this whole journey that he goes through. But things get more interesting as the story goes on. Boobs of Bone is like a great chapter one. It introduces the characters, it, you know, builds the story, but it's very slow and it's very boring. Bone dry, if you will. And Roxanne is okay, but there's better girls. If you want to end your fucking game with Roxanne, you can do it. But it's a really shitty place to end the journey. There's so much more awesome things that happen. And for those of you who have seen the hentai, you'll be surprised at how well it actually did adapt some of the stuff in the story. Which is actually really good. So you know where we're headed next. But let's go ahead and get started. I fixed my clothes and turned my stare toward Roxanne. Roxanne had already composed herself and was looking back at me. Sir Lute. She reached out her hand to me lovingly and fixed my collar. It was almost like she'd become my wife. Do you have any regrets? No. Neither do I. I may have strayed from the path of God, but I have no regrets. I felt the same. What really was the path of God? The path of humans, the path of God, and of course the path of men and women. Again, come to my room tomorrow. I'll be waiting for you. Good night. Good night, Sir Lute. Roxanne brought her face close to mine. For a moment, she brought her lips towards mine, but turned to kiss me on the cheek. I returned one on hers and left the room. Snores could be heard from the main hall. Despite Roxanne being that wild and loud, the guards were fast asleep. It must have been a blessing from God, or perhaps an invitation for destruction. I returned to my own room. I breathed a heavy sigh. I'd finally crossed the line. I'd fulfilled my desires with Roxanne. It felt really good. I feel like I've finally graduated from virginity. Her tits were so massive, so tasty. I already wanted Roxanne again. I would surely end up fucking her again tomorrow. There was no turning back now. As long as I was in this castle, it'd be impossible to abstain from relations with her. It might eventually be discovered by the prefect. What should I do? It would definitely be a bad scene. But Roxanne was guaranteed to tempt me again, and I was guaranteed to succumb. What should I... So what are you up to? The succubus appeared before me in my worried state. Shamsiel, where have you been? Sabotaging. What do you mean by that? Oh, you don't even know what I had to do for you. I was the hero here. Really now? Yes, really. Well then, I gave Shamsiel a pat on the head. You could pet my horns too. Here? Shamsiel squinted in pleasure when I pet her horns. But I only let special people touch them. Oh, does it feel good? Yes, it does. Shamsiel was smiling. So how did you like the married woman? Huh? You thought I wouldn't know? I'm a succubus, you know. She was right. It's been years for her. She was starving. You're really a straight talker, aren't you? What's with you? I was the one protecting you. Huh? You protected me? Who knows? Thanks. Do you really mean that? I don't exactly know what you did, but thanks. Do you want to know what I did? I do. I'll tell you if you let me titty fuck you. Shemseo started to undo her clothes. And just as quick, her tits were out. I held back some drool. I literally just come with Roxanne, I might not have any left. Either way, I was already being swallowed by Shamsiel into Shamsiel's cleavage. And just as soon as I was, I could feel myself getting horny. Do you want it? Shamsiel peered up at me. My lust began to stir. I don't think there's a scene here. Even if you did just fuck, I won't accept any excuses. I'm squeezing out every last drop that's left. Oh, okay, so maybe there is another one. Shamsiel spread her wings and pounced from above as I fell backwards. Airborne, Shamsiel frolicked while I marveled at her bouncing balloons. Beautiful, perfectly shaped mounds. The size wasn't a match for Roxanne's, but for perkiness and shape, Shamsiel was the winner. Just staring at her unreal curves and top protruding bust started to sharpen the angle of my dick, which was still recovering from earlier. Her tits were the kind of tits that summon erections in men, tits that ignited their passions. They were truly a wonder to behold. And in truth, her tits were actually magical. If you experience her tit fuck just once, you'll be forever longing for it. Shamsiel turned her bust towards my rising manhood and magically slipped into her cleavage. It, rather, magically slipped into her cleavage. Her soft and moist skin absorbed my fleshy sword. Oh. I let out a gasp, but it was already good enough to melt me. You're already feeling it, she said it teasingly. As always, I was powerless against this succubus. Today, you do the moving. Thrust your dick upwards. Like this? I thrust my meat upward and buried it within her mounds. Her tits sucked me deep into her chest, and I could feel the push of her flesh on either side. Ugh! The melting pleasure made my hips quiver. So, does it feel good? I feel like coming already. Give me all you got, Shamsiel beckoned me. I aimed upward towards her tits and thrust it between them like I was fucking Roxanne. I thrusted my sword violently upward. Right, like that. Your dick is so hard, Lute. Shamsiel was completely enamored. This time the sensation was much better for me. I was the one controlling the tempo while being consumed with pleasure. I'm already gonna... No breaks for you, I won't allow it. Shamsiel waved her finger in the air as if to write something. Almost immediately, my hips began to thrust on their own. Shamsiel, what did you just do? I'm helping you. I just made it so that you keep pumping your dick without resting. Even though it already felt good enough to kill me, my penis was now thrusting with a mind of its own. Stop it, Shamsiel! Oh, I won't stop. Keep it up, Lute. Keep what up? It feels too good. I'm gonna die. Thrust more. Shamsiel, let me rest. My dick's gonna melt. Then melt. Melt and turn completely into semen, Kuhu. Damn, Shamsiel. Doesn't it feel good? I know you're always blown away by my titty fucks. She was bragging as she fluttered up and down, greeting and taking in my dick each time. This would have been an impossible titty fucking feat for a human. Shamsiel. My dick is... Did it feel good inside, Roxanne? It was good. Cuh. More than my titty fuck? Who, right? Gemsail confidently flapped her wings and jerked her body up and down vigorously. Her tits bounced and bounded as my penis was sucked into her cleavage. Notice I'm trying to go away from the Roxanne path because I'm just not interested in the prefect's wife and the boobs of bone. There's way more story to cover here. Gemsail confidently flapped her wings and jerked her body up and down vigorously. Her tits bounced and bounded as my penis was sucked into her cleavage. Gemsail. It feels better in me, right? See? It feels good. So good. I'm gonna... It's because I know you love titty fucks. And I know just what works on you. Are you gonna come now? I wonder if I should let you. Gemsail, don't torment me. Ugh. But you did it with a human. Gemsail. Do you love me, Lute? I do. Really? Answer me. I love you. Qua, I'm coming! Alright, I'll let you. Gemsail, your tits I'm sorry, I thought that was her reading. Your tits, incredible tit fucks like this are all. I'm coming! You'll be my prisoner, right? My hips, acting on their own again, sped up even more. My hips were quivering, weak, but somehow my manhood was still aimed directly into her cleavage. Gemsail, I can't. My hips are going crazy. Stop! My dick is gonna explode! I'll make them go even crazier. Shit, I'm climaxing. Gonna cut. She says, shoot it out, spray it everywhere. Come all over me. Come more than you did with that married lady. Ooh, she's really jealous of that. I can't. Gemsail, my dick is. Damn it, where's dark mode? Too much light. With my rising moans, my semen rose in waves. Gemsail screamed in delight as my thick load shot deep into her cleavage while she floated in the air. That's pretty cool. So she's doing a floating air tit fuck. Now that is pretty interesting. Well, she has wings, so she can fly. But she's not flying, she's floating. Kind of like Princess Toadstool floats, I guess? But that's definitely not the same image we're seeing here, of course. It's a me, a Mario, and here is a my dick. No, that's not what we're going for here. Even though I was already erupting, my hips jerked forward, sinking even more stimulation. Gemsail, stop it. I'm dying. My hips kept acting on their own, taking further abuse from her boobs. The pleasure came in a massive wave along with my semen, and then another wave of pleasure followed by even more semen. Amazing. It's a cum shower. Gemsail, stop it! Stop my dick from moving! Oh no, I won't stop it until I get more. Go faster! Gemsail, I'm gonna pass out! My hips sped up yet again and drew even more cum from within me. The succubus and her beautiful tits were now almost totally white. It came down in drops onto my body as well. Stop it. I'm dying. Really dying. My dick is gonna break. If you do Roxanne again tomorrow, will you still let me titty fuck? Alright, you can do a tit fuck whenever you want. Well, okay, a little more then. Full speed ahead! I cried out, as if the tip of my penis broke off. The tips of my penis? How many tips you got, brah? A raging jet of semen shot forth. The air above me... Oh! That's her wings flapping. The air above me, Shemsiel's tits and my consciousness were suddenly all enveloped in white. I lost consciousness as I ejaculated. And sometimes that happens a lot when you ejaculate. Well, you're not supposed to lose complete consciousness. Like, hey, are you all right? Where's the smelling salts? For those of you that don't know, if somebody had passed out, they have this real powerful, and I've smelt it before, it'll knock you down. It'll make you lose consciousness. That's how strong it is. But basically what you do is you take these real powerful salts and you put them right up against the guy's nose and he'll smell of it and he'll go, oh my God, and it'll wake him up. And that's called smelling salts. I think they did that in like boxing matches and things like that. If somebody got knocked down, that's usually what get them back up. When I came to again, the ceiling was illuminated by candlelight. It was night. The midnight bell was sounding far in the distance. Oh, you're awake. Shemsiel. Welcome to hell. Is that why we got the bell? We're ringing hell's bells over here? Did I die? No, you wouldn't die. You're a big deal. I thought I died for sure. You were so cute, Loot. It rhymes. Coming all over the place. You were so cute coming all over the place like that. There are women that probably think like that and they're crazy. Like, I'm just gonna be honest, they're crazy. You were such a cute... It was so cute when you just came all over my face. Like, really? Like, okay, okay. I mean, not gonna lie, there's women out there, 100%, I put my hand on whatever you hold sacred. Yeah, I believe there are women like that. I ain't met any of them, but I'm sure they exist. I probably have met them, I just probably ain't gotten in to have sex with them. You don't have sex with every woman you meet, I mean, my God. It wouldn't be a great thing. There's so many guys out there, oh, if I could have said, no, you don't want to do that. Well, no, you just hate women. No, I don't. I know better. There's certain ones that, oh, that would be great. And there's certain ones that, oh, no. And they say the same thing about you. You don't just go bang every single guy. Now, I know there's some women don't know the difference. They're like, well, he's got a penis and that'll work. It's like, but no, that's just, no. That, mm-mm. You're not supposed to do that either. Like, Sling Blade. You ought not do that. Y'all not do that. There we go. Y'all not bang every woman in the world. Not every woman. No, y'all not do that. Not good. You were so cute, Loot, coming all over the place. Like, okay, we said that like a million times. We get it. You little... I gave Shemsiel a tap on her head. Well, aren't you sweet? Thank you so much for congratulating me. Shemsiel leered at me happily. There was no trace, no marks of any of my spunk on her. Now I have you all figured out, Loot. Uh-oh. Oh, she thinks she does. You think you do? Figured what out?
こっちのこと。
Oh, it's just something personal. Shamsil grinned at me silently. I spaced out and stared at the ceiling.
寝る?
Sleepy? Yeah.
いいよ、寝て。寝るまでじっと見ててあげる。
You can sleep. I'll stand here and watch you. I'll stay up. Go ahead and sleep.
優しいんだ。だから好きになったんだけどね。
You're nice. That's why I like you. And because I come a lot.
そうそう。
That's right. Shamsil looked like she was having fun.
私はいいから。リュウトは寝て。まだ明日もお仕事あるんだから。
I'm fine. Go ahead and sleep. You have work tomorrow, right? Shamsil stroked my hair. Her fingers were gentle. They felt good. In some ways, she was more like a human than a demon. Night, night, Lute. Night, Shamsil. I closed my eyes. Shamsil's touch felt relaxing on my head. Thinking about it reminded me of the way my late mother would pet me. While my thoughts wandered, I drifted to sleep. The Knighted Bureaucracy was a political system conceived by the father of Hegel I to restrain the power of the nobles. Because if you don't, the nobles go fucking crazy. We've already seen what happens to the nobles in this country. They're called the elite. We need a knighted bureaucracy there. Well, we need Hegel I to say, "No, you fucking can't, Mr. Klaus Schwab. It's not going to happen." Originally, knights were raised within the castles. Men became pupils under a liege lord in the area, and after receiving training were knighted. Thinking that this wasn't sufficient to restrain the nobility, the king created the Knight Academy and began training elite knights. After that, the elite knights themselves began replacing nobility at the top of the political hierarchy. Well, you know what the difference is there? And I'll tell you. The elite knights, now, by all assumptions, knight training is not easy. It also gives you a sense of discipline and respect and understanding. So if you become a high rank, you have things that nobles that were born by blood into their rank, they don't have. They don't have a sense of decency. They don't have a sense of discipline. They just go and do whatever they want. A lot of times they take advantage of people. I'm not saying that knights won't do that, but I'm saying that having those values and the rigors of training instilled into your body, that gives you kind of a better sense of judgment than, you know, a noble that was born by blood and may turn his nose at you. The man who now continued those efforts was Hegel I, who is still alive, apparently. He pushed to place all of the kingdom under the jurisdiction of graduates of the Knight Academy. Now, unfortunately, Prince Boban, he went to the Knight Academy, but he still stinks of elite nobility. He's scum in the truest sense. And naturally, nobles who refused to surrender their regional authority were resisting. One such case was the ongoing conflict in the inland region. Oh, what's going on with this? The next morning, when I arrived in the prefect's quarters, an unexpected visitor was there. Roxanne. When I appeared, Roxanne looked at me in a way that only I would understand. Women were far more daring than men. Though, through our foray last night, her eyes told me she was much closer with me. Our relationship had become far more intimate than before. I quickly turned to the prefect. Was there something again today? She says she wants to go out or something. I wish to collect some herbs. She spoke with a flat tone to him. I told her to make a servant do it. But she won't listen. Also, she wants you as her guard again. It seemed like today's assignment wasn't from the prefect, but from Roxanne directly. She's probably lying about wanting to get herbs. It was just an excuse for us to be alone. Well, if those are your orders, just don't come back late. It's like more of a father now. I thought that was your wife. You're not interested, old man? You can't get it up. I bowed and left the room. Roxanne was quick to follow behind me. Sir Lute, please watch over me today. Oh, yes. Please protect me from the wolves. Protect her from the wolves? It seems like she was asking me to be a little more aggressive today. She wanted me to be the wolf. Shall we? Roxanne spoke with a tinge of happiness in her voice. Bone was doing well today. It was stagnant as usual, but today felt bright. It was likely thanks to Roxanne's smiling face. Sir Lute. Roxanne moved her body close to me as she stood next to the horse. I've been thinking about you ever since you left last night. Oh, is that right? I even thought about going over to your room, but I thought maybe you wouldn't appreciate me being so rude. I looked like I wasn't the only one who thought about that. Do you dislike pushy women? Not at all. I wanted so bad to be alone with you. You had no work today, so I would have had to wait until nightfall, but I couldn't. I even lied to him. I suppose I'm a bad wife. Roxanne looked over at me. A woman's lie can be a beautiful thing. It might be an indication of love. Boy, is that some fucking simp shit. Sir Lute. Her stare suddenly grew more passionate. Sir Lute, how about we ride the same horse today? Together? I want to ride behind you. There were butterflies in my stomach. The way she said ride behind you somehow seemed so dirty. I'll say my horse isn't feeling well. All right then. Roxanne got off her horse. She handed some coins to a townsperson and returned to me. She probably told him to take the horse back. Well then, shall we? Give me your hand. I took Roxanne's hand and pulled her up on my horse. Roxanne squealed like a little girl as she jumped up and grabbed my body. Simultaneously, two giant protrusions met my back. Two soft, bountiful pillows. And two meaty points positioned at the tips. It was Roxanne's explosive bust. It felt good having them pressed against me, so much so that I could feel a stirring down in my crotch. Uh-oh. As Lute Hend and Roxanne left riding in tandem, Metawaz and Urboin were conspiring as usual. Did you hear that? Herb collecting. A very cute lie indeed. Well, he can laugh. To think that she would resort to lying. A woman in love is relentless. metal walls had a calming tone. We couldn't have asked for a better opportunity. It's panning out as we expected. We missed our chance thanks to that door yesterday, but today... I left the door open today. The two men snickered. What could Shamsiel, who foiled them yesterday, be up to? The planets must be aligning in our favor. We'll have a chance to witness the adultery, and tomorrow the prince... It looks like luck has finally shown on me. Indeed, Master Irvine. Let's take care of the issue at hand first. It's all riding on today. Today is the day we witness him in the act. Oh, you're not a gentle one, sir. You're cutting a bright future of a young man's life short. Are you serious? No, quite serious. Metawas was, of course, jesting. He has anything but a future. His life was over the moment he arrived here. It ends now or later, it makes no difference. Right you are, sir. Prepare my horse. I know exactly where they're headed. We'll take initiative and beat them to the hill. Oh, things are getting interesting. It's like Ben-Hur right now. The horse walked slowly while I gently held the reins. And their horse is walking slow. It wasn't as though we were in any sort of hurry. Either way, the owner of a splendid pair of breasts was seated behind me. I was no longer a stranger to this madam. This married woman was becoming my own. Roxanne made it known with her arms around me and her breasts against my back. The trotting of the horse shook our bodies, and with each shake, her heavy tits pressed against me. The push of our marvelous memories and the warmth spread throughout my back. Eh? Try that one again. The push of our marvelous memories and the warmth spread throughout my back made for an amazing sensation. This must have felt much better for me than I thought. The sword at my side was shaking while the sword in my pants was rigid. We're finally alone. The further we went from town, the tighter Roxanne held on to me, and the more her billowing tits flattened against my back. Miss Roxanne, your tits feel too good. Roxanne's laughing breath gently met my hair and sent shivers down my back. I've wanted you badly since last night. Just once is too cruel. But where are we headed to? I tried to divert the conversation. Oh, are you already healed then? Roxanne's hand moved to my front. Daringly, she slid that hand to my crotch. Oh my, it's so rigid. Miss Roxanne. Did my breast feel good against you? She pressed into me further as she spoke. Ah. You're so dirty, Mr. Knight. Uh-oh. Her breasts don't look as large from that CG, you think, guys? They make her breasts look out to be like fucking basketballs, and in that one, they're just kind of like a... I mean, they're not small, but they're just like a D, kind of. She continued laughing as she pulled my penis out of my pants. Well, they're definitely fucked now. But Miss Roxanne, people are... No one is around, or Sir Lute, are you the type of knight who gets nervous at this sort of thing? Roxanne was provoking me. She, who I thought was a soft-spoken lady, was showing a more daring and forward side of herself. Oh, how women could transform! You must be having trouble with the reins in this state. Roxanne pressed her boobs further into me and grinded up and down on my back. Ah, Miss Roxanne! Let me heal you. Before she finished her sentence, her hand was already gripping my penis, sliding up and down. What's more, she dragged her tits with stiff nipples in a circular pattern around my back, massaging me. With each rotation of her tits, her grip became harder and her jerking faster. Ah, Miss Roxanne, if you keep doing that... What? What's wrong with this? Still increasing her grip and speed, Roxanne smashed her boobs into me. Pleasantly, they bounced up and down, in and out, on my back. Miss Roxanne! Come and release your pain. You can relax in my care. No, I'm actually fine. You fib. See how swollen it is. Miss Roxanne, you can't. Are you gonna release? You are, right? Right, Sir Lute? It's so fast! Oh, should I do it faster? Then, how's that? Miss Roxanne! Oh, your piece is so rigid, Sir Lute! Miss Roxanne, someone will surely come! It's alright. Feel better by my hand. That was probably not the way she meant that. Ah, Miss Roxanne, I'm gonna... Resisting is bad for you. Come now, relax. Sir Lute, I want you to feel good. Miss Roxanne, I'm coming! Oh, Sir Lute, amazing! Your piece is throbbing. I can feel your pleasure. Release it into my hand. What? You gonna, like, eat it or something? Miss Roxanne! Man, made me think of Rod Stewart. My hips spasmed as I cried out. My sludgy release covered this married woman's filthy hands. Blop, blop, blop. It continued to swell her hands. You came! Incredible! Miss Roxanne, I'm sorry. It's fine. I'm happy you came for me. It's so much. It's so hot. You were very blocked up. It's because of your teasing, Miss Roxanne. Did my breasts feel good? Well, of course, they're so big. Are they now? Roxanne pressed her bust into me playfully and shook from side to side. Ah. Oh, you're getting hard again. There's a bit of surprise to Roxanne's voice. If we don't heal you now, it may be too late. You need care as well, Miss Roxanne. Oh, what care? Your breasts will grow swollen. Yes, you're right. Well, please give me your usual treatment. You definitely get your bang for your buck when you get Funbag Fantasy. If you're like, I want a bunch of sex scenes with very large breasted women, well, that's what you get. I tied the horse to the same large tree that Roxanne was already leaning against, her naked breasts hung in the air. Here, my fleshy body is a gift to you, and these breasts a sacrifice. Sir Knight, do with me as you will. I'm a reward for your valor in battle. I heard those words in my mind as I gazed upon the way she presented herself to me. I knew it. Even before, when she leaned against the tree, she was tempting me. Without a doubt, she had been tempting, waiting, expecting me to violate her. Looking from below reminded me of the gravity of these tits. Almost too big for her body, they drooped down heavily like ripe fruits waiting to fall. They said Bone's harvest was small, but Roxanne's breasts were clearly the exception. Within her was the most bountiful harvest of all! Sir Loot, they're all yours, Roxanne whispered erotically, and gave her drooping breasts a quick shake. Which, my hands? Juice is something that you drink. Catching on her innuendo, I quickly latched onto her nipple with my mouth. Her sensual moans echoed over the hill. Miss Roxanne, watch your voice. Roxanne did what she could to hold her moans in, but they still escaped her. Her bursting tits fitted nicely into my mouth as I sucked and stretched them as I saw fit. Her overripe breasts were stretching sharply downward and jiggled in waves from the tip to the base. They were truly objects of lust. You're truly powerless when it comes to your breasts, Miss Roxanne. It just feels so good. I feel like you're sucking all the strength from my body. You dirty madam. Sir Loot, do it more. Gulp, gulp, glug. Your milk has begun to flow, Miss Roxanne. Ah, suck on them more. Yes, Miss Roxanne. Roxanne shook her breast from the sensation of having her milk relentlessly drained. Her tits rocked heavily against my face, shaking in all directions. It was the erotic display for the middle of the day. Drink more of my milk. Sir Loot, my breasts they're stretching. Is that bad? No, I love it. Suck them, stretch them more. Do as you please with me. You're so dirty for a married woman. My breasts are, so much is coming out. My breasts! Twitch. Twitch, twitch. And yet again, Roxanne came just from having her tits sucked on. Her body convulsed and twitched as she released a fountain of milk. It sprayed all over as I drank it in. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Sir Luke. Sir Luke, my breasts will come again. Gulp, gulp, glug. My arms are melting. You need to hold yourself up or I can't drink it for you. My breasts are leaking so much. It feels so good. Gulp, gulp. I love it when you drink my milk like that. Oh, you truly do have an amazing amount of milk. It's still coming. How about I squeeze you from behind this time while thrusting my sword into you? Is she a dragon now? Yes, squeeze my breast while thrusting your brave sword into me. I pulled around behind her and grabbed her hips. Her luscious ass was pointed right at me, and between her two luscious cheeks was her throbbing pussy already wet with her lady nectar. I used my thumbs to pry it open and guided my manhood as I finished with a slow, deep thrust. Roxanne's body quivered. Having never gone through childbirth, her pussy was tight and hot as it latched on absorbed me? Heh. Roxanne, it feels so good inside you. Come and practice your swordsmanship. I hear the stab is the most basic. Well, we'll try it. Yes, ma'am. Sir Lute, you're so powerful. Her pussy tightened and gripped my dick with each intense stab. All the while, her bountiful tits shook wildly as they hung down below her. This was a special treat I couldn't refuse. I reached out with open hands and gripped her swaying tits. She's saying, Sir Lute. You need to be milked. Squish. Grip, grip, grip. Using as much strength as my body could muster, I wrung out her dirty milk. Sir Luke, that's... The smooth caresses of her vagina intensified as her breasts, now covered in milk, were squeezed and squished. Her pussy lips squirmed as they gripped onto my penis. Miss Roxanne, you're engulfing me. I can't help it when you manhandle my breasts like that. Such massive, sexy breasts. With a powerful grip on her bursting tits. I moaned as her honeypot trapped me like a fly. Her tits bounded violently in my hands as she sprayed in all directions. It was an eruption unlike anything I had yet seen. I don't think I could hold on any longer. Pull out! Sir Lute, more! Squeeze my breasts more! Like this? Squish! Squish! I dug all 10 fingers into her back, jerked in response. Ah, yes, yes, Sir Lute! Squeeze me more! As I dug my fingers into her rockin' tits, I wildly thrust in my sword inside her. With each thrust, her pussy gripped hard and softly enveloped. Sir Lute, amazing, I can't believe my breasts. Stick it in me deeper. Ah, Miss Roxanne, I'm... Release it. While squeezing my breasts, release your semen. Miss Roxanne, I'm... Me too. I'm gonna come with my breasts gripped. Miss Roxanne, your breasts, your pussy, both are so good. Thrust deeper. My breasts are coming. I'm coming, milk. How? Well, I don't know. Coming milk. Yeah, salute. Sir Lute, your semen is hot. Yeah, Miss Roxanne. Sir Lute. Roxanne breathed a sigh. My hands were still wrapped around her bust as her milk slid down in drops and fell to the ground. You could have come in me. No, because I gotta continue the story. But... if it was your child, I would be happy. If it was your child, it must have meant she wouldn't want any other child. I breathed lightly as I stood there with my hands still heavy with her breasts. I committed outright adultery once again. I fucked another man's wife. Next time, come inside me, alright? Okay. Promise me, I want your semen inside me. And just as Roxanne finished her words... Uh-oh. I heard an odd shuffling behind us. An animal? I whipped around. Shuffle, shuffle, I heard it again and then saw a strange figure emerge. In an instant, Roxanne and I froze like ice. It was Roxanne's husband, the prefect, Urboyne. Roxanne and I both breathed nervously. If adultery was committed on the spot, it meant the death penalty for a woman. And the man would be crucified and put on display for 3 days in the town. At that moment, I must have been very confused. Actually, I may have been beyond confusion. My whole head and body seemed completely frozen. This was a serious situation. Any sort of excuse would have been totally futile. Prefect Urboyne laughed menacingly. He smiled as if he were a monster that had just risen from hell. His laugh made it seem as though he had been waiting, expecting a moment like this. His grin grew bigger as though he had just acquired something long sought. I saw everything. Your adultery in the flesh. I was sure that was what he was going to say. But just as he began to speak, the prefect collapsed. All his movements ceased. What? Roxanne and I watched, silently holding our breaths. And just then, I felt like I'd been unfrozen. It was a strange feeling. Prefect? There was no response. What the hell happened? Prefect? As I drew nearer... Master Urboyne! Metalos jumped out from his hiding place among the brush. Master Urboyne! Master Urboyne! Answer me! Metalos shook his body, but his arms and his neck... Excuse me, his arms and neck flopped lifelessly like a doll's. Is he dead? Hurry and carry him to the castle. Roxanne, with her clothes fixed, gave a swift order to Madawas. What are you doing, Metawas? Hurry! Yes, madam! Sir Luke, from this moment you'll sit in as prefect, please! Yes! We rushed the prefect to his quarters, where the doctor had already been called. The castle was in an uproar, but the doctor just shook his head, no signs of recovery. It may have already been a lost cause. Metawas was shaking constantly. The whole time he was in the room, he kept looking around and occasionally glancing at the desk. What was he doing? Wasn't he worried about the prefect? I wasn't exactly calm myself. I avoided the worst-case scenario, but would the prefect be alright? Was he going to pass away? Roxanne had unexpectedly appointed me as the interim prefect, but would I be able to handle it? I was nervous, and it wouldn't be until night fell that I finally calmed down. What? Oh, I didn't know you were still here, Sir Lute. Yeah, I was just wondering if he'd wake up soon. I'll watch over him. I think I'll stay a bit longer. You're tired. I'll stay. No, I want to be here for him. I'll take responsibility for this. Oh no, you needn't feel so burdened. Thank you. Really, I'm fine. I appreciate your offer, though. Is that right? Well then. Metawas left the prefect's quarters. He sure was persistent. Was he searching for something, perhaps? The door opened yet again. What now, Metawas? But it was Roxanne who entered. How is he? As he was. Having been here the whole time, I answered bleakly. I had been here by the prefect's side while Roxanne directed things throughout the castle. He was surely watching us with Metawas. He enabled you and planned to catch us the whole time. Why would he? This man had another. But I understood what she meant. The prefect was having an affair with another woman. He likely wanted to marry that girl. He had tried to convince me to divorce, but I had my pride as the daughter of a noble house. I didn't accept, so this man wanted me put to death under the pretense of adultery. It's not beneath him to think that. He was delusional in the belief that he could return to the capital despite his lack of talent. I was silent. Just like me, he was the lowest graduate from the Knight Academy and was cast off to this hopeless town. And years ago, this middle-aged man managed to take Roxanne's hand in marriage. If I had to feel anything, it was pity. It may have been true that he tried to ensnare me to use me, but I couldn't bring myself to hate him for it. No one in Bone likes my large breasts. I was lonely for so long. Roxanne began speaking from her heart. I thought, if only someone would love my breasts, maybe I could be happy. And then you appeared before me. I thought it was destiny. I knew immediately you were interested in my breasts, and your gentle atmosphere was so pleasant. Until you came here, I was filled with regret, and I'd even considered suicide. Miss Roxanne. People from the Knight Academy. They act so elite.